do a quick review. So the pasuk says, "V'im shalosh ela lo yasela," that if the Amma Ivriya isn't married by the Adon or by the son, a process that we call yi'ud, or redeemed out by paying off the amount of time that she has left to work, v'yatza chinam, she should go out at some point without any payment. And then the Torah adds in, as if it wasn't already obvious, ein kasef. Now chinam, by definition, means ein kasef. So why would you have that kind of redundancy? If I tell you something is free, I don't have to tell you that there's no money. So the Gemara says, yitzia de kavasa kamimai, that the Gemara assumes that there's something that's relatively similar to the case of an Amma Ivriya, where you have a young woman who's leaving a particular rishus into another rishus. In the case of the Amma Ivriya, she's leaving the rishus of the Adon and she's going out into freedom. So is there a case where you think about a young woman who's leaving somebody's rishus and she's going somewhere else? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's kiddushin. That if we're dealing with a situation where she's a katana and even a na'ara, so ain kesef la'adon zeh, in the case of Amma Ivriya, but in the case of kiddushin, yesh kesef la'adon acher uman nihu av. That's what we explain. Along the way, there's a very strange drasha in the Gemara. It says, v'yata chinam elu yemei na'arus, that once she demonstrates that she's developing, she's on the way towards puberty, elu yemei na'arus, ein kasef, elu yemei bagrus. So that's a little bit strange. Bogeres is 6 months older than a na'ara. So obviously, if she went free, how would you ever have a situation there is a bogeres, she should have gone free when she was a na'ara. So that's a very strange thing. So there's going to be half an amud in the Gemara just trying to explain how you could have such a limud. Very difficult to understand. Okay, so let's take a look. So Gemara says, again, Daladim and Aleph, Gufa, v'yatzachinam elu yimei bagrus, elu ein kasef, elu yimei nairus. V'lichta rachman anairus, just tell me, once she shows signs of puberty, simanei nairus, that v'yatzachinam v'lo boi bagrus, and I'm not going to even have to learn bagrus, obviously. So if she's free, so 6 months later, she's still free. What's going on? So amar rabba bozeh v'limeid alzeh. Well, we have a model in halacha that sometimes something which is seemingly obvious is going to be stated, and it's called the Tosha V'Sachir model. So we have a halacha by Truma that an Eved Kenani, where there's a Kinyan HaGuf, it's a hard thing to say, especially nowadays, but the Torah means is that this person's body belongs to you. There's a Kinyan HaGuf on an Eved Kenani. Now, if you read the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Avadin, the Rambam says, don't get the wrong impression, you have to treat people with respect, you have to treat people meaningfully. All of that is certainly true, all of that is always true. But there is such a thing called the Kinyan HaGuf. And once there's a Kinyan HaGuf, so the Eved Kenani is permitted to eat Truma. But in Eved Ivri, it's not a Kinyan HaGuf. You're not allowed to do whatever you want to him. Right? Right? You're not allowed to sell him im keres aved in a way that's degrading. You have to treat him with respect. When it comes to Eved Ivri, so there's two different categories of Eved Ivri. There's what we call an Eved Shanim, that he's going to go out in the seventh year, right? Uvashvi'i, Seyitzei Lachav Shechinam. And then there's called an Eved Nirtza. So he could be in for the next 49 years. He could be into the Yova. So the Pasuk says, Toshav, somebody, Toshav means somebody who's going to be here for a long time, a resident. V'sachir lo yochabo. And the understanding is that Toshav relates to an Eved Nirsa, and Sachir is more like Schiris, it's a rental situation. A certain amount of time, you move out of the rental, you try to buy a home. So Toshav is Sachir lo yuchabo. That's not like an Eved Knani. There's no Kinyan HaGuf, and as a consequence, they are not allowed to eat the Kohen's Truma. They're not really a part of his house. Pasuk, which says, V'chohen ki'ik nanefesh kinyan kaspo hu yuchabo, is only Tagmen Neved Knan. Okay. So before we cover it inside, let me just present it to you outside. So I would say, Ba'zev, Limit Alzev, like one case, once you state it, then the other case is completely obvious. So all I should really have to say is Tosha, right? Once I say that an Evan Nirsa is going to be here for the next two generations, so what kind of havamina do you have that the sachir is going to eat through? Okay, so why does it need to say tosha v'sachir l'yochavah? So that's Rabba's point. I'm a Rabba, ba zeveli mid al zeh mid hava tosha v'sachir d'tanya tosha v'zakonoi kinyan olam sachir zakonoi kinyan shanim yomar tosha v'lo yomar sachir v'ani omer kanoi kinyan olam eno ochel kanoi kinyan shanim l'kol shekain. Obviously, if he's only going to be here for the next few years. So iluchein hayisi omer tosha v'zakonoi kinyan shanim aval kalat kanoi kinin olam ochel basacher v'limed al toshav sh'aval p'loi aval pish kanoi kinin olam in ochel. So Rab explains what the model of toshav basacher teaches me is maybe I wouldn't have known how to define a toshav to begin with. If it only said toshav, I would say, oh, maybe toshav means the guy's going to be living here for the next 6 years. It's only once you have toshav basacher that you know who's who, and that you know, frankly, that both of them can't have truma because it's not a kinin hagel. So same thing here. V'yatzachina amelu yimei naros in kasev. Elu yemei bagrus bazev limit alza. It's true, you'll never really have the situation, but we needed to tell you the halacha. Bazev v'limed alza yemei narus teaches me, of course, that certainly by yemei bagrus, she will already have gone free. So the Gemara says that works when you have at least two different halachic personas. You don't know who's who. Who's the eved shanim and who's the eved nirtza. Okay, that's all true. But if you have only one guf, Amrle Abayimi Dami, Hasam Tre Gufeninhu. So I have to figure out how to define the terms Toshav Esacher. Dechinami Kasav Rachmana Toshav Nirtza Lo Yochal V'Hadar Kasav Idach Havasacher Milsed Alse V'Kavachomer Milsed Alse V'Kavachomer Tarach V'Kasav Lokra. Elohacha, we'll explain in a second, Chad Gufahi Kinafkola Benarus Bagrus. My baya gabe. So he says, I understand and appreciate Toshav Esacher very well. But let's just go back to our case and not make this too complicated. He says, I don't really understand. If she already went free when she's a Na'ara, when she brought Simani Na'aros, when would you ever have a situation where she could still be in Amma and the Bogeres? It just, it can't happen that way. So he doesn't buy this argument of Bazev, Limit al Zev, when it comes to Chad Gufa. Okay, so Elo Amar Abaye, Lo Nitzrecha, V'yatza Chinam in Kasef, Lo Nitzrecha, Elo Lebagar de Islandis. We're not talking about a standard case of Bulgaris, but a Bulgaris who doesn't have Simanim, an Islandis. She doesn't develop normally. Salka Daita Chamina, Benaros Tepok. Bibagros lo tepo. Okay, that with simanim naros, a person goes out. But if you're a Bulgaris without simanim, the Hainu and Islanders, you don't go out. Kamash malan, that you would go out. Anybody just happen to know Biyadios, how old a woman has to be for us to say she's an Islanders? She's never going to develop. You guys are almost there. 20. Okay. 20. By the time she's 20, we're saying, okay, it's not just that it's late, it's not going to happen. She's not going to develop. That's the age. So maskif lamarbar vashi v'lav kavachom rumasi manim shein motzien mirushas av motzien mirushas adon. Right, you don't just leave your father's household when you begin to develop in terms of one's body, right? And yet you do leave amaos. So bagros shemotzia mirushas av eno din shemotzia mirushas adon. So bagrus, right, when she reaches a certain age, so that automatically takes her out from under her father's rishus. So isn't it obvious that bagrus should always emancipate her from the adam? So that seems like a very good question too. So elo amar mar baravashi lo nitzricha elo leikar zvina of the islandess. What the pasuk is really telling me is that I'm allowed to sell an islandess as an Amma Ivriya to begin with. That might not have been obvious. So in my notes I wrote down that part of the reason it might not be obvious is that as we've spoken about, we don't really like the idea of, some of us are just taking a look at this in the Gemara and Megillah, of people selling their daughter as a maidservant. So it's like looking for trouble. What we really want to happen is you want somebody to marry her. Hopefully the Adam will do the right thing, or he'll be miyayed her to the son. That's really what we're interested in. But let's say she's not really fit for marriage because she's not going to develop. Maybe such a woman can't be sold as an Amma Ivriya. That needs to be clarified. So Elo Amar Mar Bar Ravashi Lo Nitzricha Leikar Zvina Da Islandis Salka Daita Chamina Da Asya Simani Narus heavy zvina, delo asya simani naru, somebody who's not going to develop low heavy zvina zvina, kamashmala. The Tosfos asks a really good question. Tosfos says, well, when you're selling her as an amma, she's 8 years old, how in the world are you going to know? So Tosfos points out is that, no, what we mean here in terms of the ikar mechira of the amma ivriya, who turns out to be an islandess, is lamafreya. That once she actually is declared to be an islandess, so then the havamina was is that the mechira would be undone. That means the father would get back his money, the Adam would get back his money because the sale wasn't really a good sale, and the father would get everything that she produced in the interim, all of the Masa Yadah that would have gone to the Adam. Okay. So the Gemara goes back and says, Kamash Malan, V'yatza Chinam. That's why we have this otherwise redundant language, V'yatza Chinam, Ein Kasef, is to tell me about both of these cases, to tell me about Simanim and to tell me about the Ikar Mechira of a woman who turns out to be an islandess. So the Marbar of Ashi, the Amar Velav Kavachomer, who Ha Amrina and Milsa Dasa Vekavachomer, Tarach Vekasav Lakra. So Marbar of Ashi, whose objection was there should be a Kavachomer, you wouldn't have needed to state it. Don't we have a principle that we saw in Amud Aleph that there are some times that something that can be darshaned in the Kavachomer, the Torah is going to write anyway? So the Gemara answers, that's true, but there's a limitation. So Hani Mile Hecha Delekalishnuye. That means that even if you believe that there are things that could have been darshan through a Kal Vachomer, but the Torah wrote them anyway, that's an answer of last resort. We don't love giving that answer. We prefer to say that real estate in the Torah is very, very, very precious, and that anything that could have been darshan through the Kal Vachomer, the Torah is not going to spell out for you. So any other drasha that we can take, we'll take. We'll take it every day of the week, and we'll take it twice on Sunday. Okay, very good. So that was, again, a little bit tangential, just in terms of, figuring out what this, duality of Yatza Chinam and Kasef is. Probably the most important point is that Amma Ivriya, again, we see very strongly that our aspiration is for there to be an actual marriage which takes place. We're not really interested in people becoming an Amma. That sounds like, Lo Seitzei Ketzei Sava, then we don't want her to be taken advantage of. But it's a good idea to have Tosha B'Sachar Liyokalbo, that only when there's a kinyan haguf can you have truma, as opposed to, a regular eved shanim, and even an eved yirtza is not a kinyan haguf, so that's a good idea to have. So in my notes, I put that down under the idios section. Milsa da asa v'ka v'chomer, tarach v'kasav l'kra is true, but that's also an answer of last resort, so that's a good idea for you guys to have. Okay, so now we're back in primary kiddushin topics. Okay. So, remember we had said on Gimel Amud Beis that it's a big question in terms of a Chasef Minala, and you could have read Rashi as suggesting that the Iker Drasha of Chasef was really from Biyatza Chinam and Chasef, and Kifa Kifa was just a way of getting me to the language of Kenya. You could have read Rashi like that. So this Gemara is now going to return to that topic. V'tana ma'isi l'mihalcha, d'tanya ki yikach ish isho ve'la, v'ayayim l'msim tzachein ve'inav, wait a second. Is that really the source for mitzvahs kiddusha kesef? Can't I derive it from a kal v'chomer? She's not acquired through bia. She's acquired through kesef. Shena nikneis v'bia nikneis v'kesef. So, in the case of a regular isha, shenikneis v'bia, ain't odin shetikne b'kasef. So we see that kasef has a broader scope than bia. It works for an amma ivriya. And again, the assumption here seems to be that deep, 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 deep down, even though the Gemara is going to try to deny this in a second, deep down, we really think that amma ivriya, she's on the road towards a marriage. We're hoping that she's on the road towards a marriage. As the Torah says, v'im shlosh eila lo yasela v'yatzachina m'kasef. Don't you dare think that you're going to hold on to her forever. As soon as she reaches a marriageable age, simanei nara, she's out of there, right? Okay. So, v'tana ma'islami, ach, tan ki kachi shisho ve'alo ve'elim tzim tzachin ve'enav gimatzu ve'en ki cha ve'kev ha'chidu omer nesagay tzim tzachach lo dinu ma'am avirya. Shenikneis v'ya nikneis b'kasev zo, shenikneis v'ya no din shetikna b'kasev. So, even ama ivriya, who cannot be acquired through bias acquired through kasev, so certainly a regular isha, the Torah says explicitly that she's acquired through bia, ki kach ishi sha uva ala or uva ela. So for sure kesef should work. So why would I want to do it based on a gzeira shava? It should just be a milsa the asir v'kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, not so fast. Yevama tochiyah shenikneis v'viyah. As we know from the Mishnah, there's only one way to complete the acquisition of the yevama, and that is bia. V'eina nikneis v'kesef. Money will not get it done. The pasuk in Koheles, kesef yanes hakol, is not true for yevama. Right? Yevama nikneis bibia, and only bibia. So we have situations which prove that the scope of kesef is not necessarily broader than the scope of bia. Yevama tochiach. Yevama tochiach, she nikneis bibia, ve'ena nikneis bikesef. So the Gemara says, you're trying to bring me a raya from yevama, mali yevama, shekene nikneis bishtar. Tomar bezo, she nikneis bishtar. Yevama is a completely different thing. The only thing that works for yevama is bia. Even shtar doesn't work in that case. So that's an outlying case. So Talmud Lomar. It's a little funny line in the Gemara. We'll question a second. Ki yikach ish. Gemara says, wait a second. I don't need the Talmud Lomar. I don't need the Pasuk. Alam alikra, asila. We just darshan the Kal v'chomer because we had a good Kal v'chomer. You tried to destroy the Kal v'chomer based on Yavama. And I told you, Yavama is its own case. Yavama is only through Bia. No, I need the pasuk because the very fundamental kal v'chomer is mufrach, it's broken, it's illogical. Mehecha kamaisis lamei moha ivriya. You wanted to bring a kal v'chomer from ama ivriya and say what? That their bia doesn't work and kesef does work. So when it comes to regular kiddushin where bia does work, so kol shekain the kesef should work. You wanted to prove it from Amma Ivriya to regular Kiddushin. Mal Amma Ivriya Shekain Yotze B'Kesef Tomar Bezo She'ena Yotze B'Kesef Talmud Lomar Ki Achish. That you absolutely need the Pasuk because we know that Amma Ivriya has a very special relationship with Kesef. Because not only does an Amma go in through Kesef, she gets out through Kesef. V'heftah. Right? She could say, you paid $600 for me, that's $100 for 6 years. Somebody just gave me $300, or somebody's willing to sponsor $300 for me. So sayonara. That's the mitzvah of the heftah. Get her out of there. So it's all a kesef-based transaction. So you can't prove anything from Amma Ivriya to regular kiddushin. Oh, so this is where the Gemara is, you know, resisting what I've been trying to say, that really Amma Ivriya is a din in something that should be a proto-marriage. Okay, so the Gemara is going to say it even more explicitly in a second. V'itzrich lemechtav yatzachinam, very important line. V'itzrich lemechtav ki yikach ish. I really need, the Gemara says, both limudim that we've been dealing with now for 3 blot of ki yikach ish isha v'yatzachinam in kasef. They both contribute something else to the discussion. What is that? Di'i kasev rachmana ki yikach. If all I had was ki yikach ish isha avamina kiddushin di'yav labal didahavu, I would have thought that whatever the Baal gives, she gets to keep. Kasev Rachman of Yatzachinam in Kasev, meaning in Kasev Ladon Zeh, Yesh Kasev Ladon Acher Uman Yu'av, that the father gets the money as long as she's a Ketana or an Ara. V'i Kasev Rachman of Yatzachinam, if I only had that Pasuk, that there's an exchange of money, Hava Mina Hecha Di Yahava Ihi Lidide. Viki dashto hevu kiddushe, that she could actually be the one that initiates the kiddushin. All I know from v'yatzachinam is that somebody needs to get paid. Maybe it's the father that gets paid. Maybe it's the baal that gets paid. Okay, kasev rachmana ki yikach. That's why I need ki yikach ishisha, which tells me that he's the one who's doing the acquisition. Velo ki sikach. So there's a little bit of a machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. Rashi says, Hecha di Yohava ihi ledide kesef, so she gives him money. Vikidashto de amrale hiskadesh li. She says, become mikudash to me. So Tosa says, that's a little funny. Pirish bekuntra so meres hariata mikudash li. Vikasha sharebe ishin onofa lashon kiddushin. Because what's the whole lashon of kiddushin? As we saw in Dav Beis Amid Beis, asura chule alma kehekdish. That it means that she exclusively is to him. But we know that it midoraisas before the Chayrim de Rabbeinu Gershom, that there's no chance that a man is miyuchad to a particular woman. So Tosfos doesn't like that idea. Sherei be'ish eno nofel lachshon kiddushin she'ein nesar b'kach l'sharnashim. So he says, ve'ish lefarei she'omeres Hare ani mikudeshes l'cha, that she said, I am betrothed unto you. And even though she's formulating it that way, can't be, because he needs to be the one that drives the kiddushin. Baal aveda, machzer al avedaso. Exactly. Then Tosa says something else, which is very interesting, and also, frankly, different than Rashi. But tzarech lomar di yohava lididei lav davka. Then, unlike Rashi, you understood the Gemara kipshuto, that she's actually giving him the money. Sharei, Tosis doesn't like that. Avia mekabel hakidushin. The whole point of yatsa chinam means that the receiving side of the money is her side. It can't be that he's the one that's getting the money. Tosis doesn't like that. So when it says yava ledidei, it really means she's doing the amira. Ella rotzalomar ve'amra, that she's the one that's doing the talk. Okay, so that's not obvious at all from the Gemara. Rashi certainly didn't understand it that way, but Tosos thinks once you have the pasuk v'yatzal chinam in kasav in kesav adon zeh yesh kesav adon acher umaniu av, it's inconceivable that you could have that pasuk and still believe that she would be the one that would be giving kesav kiddushin to the husband. Okay, so it's a machlokas Rashi. Rashi doesn't think so. Rashi thinks that okay, no v'yatzal chinam in kasav just means that there's no kesav in the amma ivriya transaction, but there is kesav in the kiddushin transaction. Who knows? Maybe he's the one that gets the money. Okay. Wait a second, why do I need a pasuk? So again, if you can learn it out from a kal v'chomer, learn it out from a kal v'chomer. Don't waste precious real estate. Or as Belichick would say, don't waste the roster spot. Somebody sent me a clip, which was hilarious. I don't know if you know him at all. So this coach of the New England Patriots, my wife is a Patriots fan. So He speaks in monosyllables. He like only says one word. But like if you ask him really obscure things, he is like an aval lishma of football. Like if you ask him, like in 1994 in this game, what was the blocking scheme on that play? Like he could talk about it for half an hour. Like that he's perfectly happy to talk about. Like very technical things. So one of the reporters asked him like what his opinion of holding a roster spot for a long snap. And he was asking him, like, can't you train, like, somebody else with some other job on the team to be a long snapper? Like, why do you have to have a special long snap? And he said, like, no offense to long snapper on the team, he's a great guy, but I'm just, like, wondering, you know, like, roster spots are very valuable. So, without any exaggeration, he spent 15 minutes giving a dissertation on the evolution of the long snappers, the first long snappers, the different ways that long snappers block, and why it's really hard to teach other people to do that. All of the pros and cons, all the shitos and the rishonim and the achronim. It was amazing. It, like, his face lit up. Like, and you realize it's not that he's in a bad mood all the time. Like, he just finds these questions that they're so far beneath his level. It's like he's talking to children. But like somebody asked him a question, like on his madrega, he was very happy to talk about it. It's an amazing.
Ariel Cry.
With a Y. K-R-Y. So he was very happy to talk about it. It was fascinating. And he was absolutely clear. The mastery was... So, again, l'havdil elef alfei havdalos, if you can darshan from a kal v'chomer, you don't have to waste the roster spot on it. Don't waste the roster spot on it. That's the principle. So, ve'alo milamich nikneis v'biyah. Ve'alo dinhu. But wait a second. I could have darshan the kal v'chomer. Uma yivama, that we know the only thing that works is biyah, she'n nikneis v'kesef, nikneis v'biyah. Zo... regular woman shenikneis bekesef, eino din shenikneis bebia. So surely bia is going to work. So the Gemara says exactly the opposite of what it says before. It's the other direction. Oh, ama ivria. We know bia doesn't work and kesef does work. So there goes our kal v'chomer. Ama ivria tochiach shenikneis bekesef, vein nikneis bebia. So then the Gemara says, you can't prove anything from ama ivria. Just like the Gemara said before, you can't bring anything from ibum. You can't prove anything from ama ivria. Why? Okay, so this is underlined in my Gemara, but I always kind of take it like a gut punch, because these two lines in the Gemara don't work well with what I like to say. Ma la amma ivriya she'ein kinyana l'shumishas, tomar bizo she'kinyana l'shumishas. So I think I have to apologize a little bit for this Gemara. So the Gemara says, amma ivriya, you can't prove anything on that basis. It's different than Yavama, it's different than a regular Isha. Because Amma Ivriya, it's not fundamentally an Ishus transaction, it's fundamentally a transaction where he's acquiring a worker for his household. So the fact that she's bekesef, well, that's no great surprise. It's a regular transaction. It's like buying a vacuum. Right? Of course you would do that with kesef. So you're buying her with kesef. She goes out with kesef. It's not l'shem ishus. So I always try to do a little bit of an apology for this line of the Gemara. It's, the Gemara means to say, of course, in the back of our minds, we hope that she is going to graduate onto the tenure track. But when it starts, you can't make that assumption. Okay. So ma lam avriya shein kinyana l'shem ishus, tomar bezo she kinyana l'shem ishus, tamalomar uve Allah. So I actually need a pasuk to teach me kidushe bia. V'lam alikra. That there is a problem at the most fundamental level with the Kav HaChomer. Mehechi kamais islam miyavama. Ma liyavama, underline double, shekein zekuka viomedes, tomar bezo, shein zekuka viomedes, tamadomar vela. Yavama proves nothing. And here the Gemara stops and rests its case, because this is actually a very, very critical line. And we'll see a Rashi, and we'll see two Deos and Tosos. And it's absolutely critical. So what the Gemara says is, Mali Yavama, we'll speak about it at much greater length, Shekein Zekuka Ve'omedes. That's what we call Zikas Yavam. Now when it comes to Yavama, you're not trying to create something new. The whole idea of Yibum is you've already generated the connection. The connection was generated between Isha Zo and, unfortunately, the brother, right? And it's because these two brothers are like the same person. Ki Yeshu Achim Yachta Vumeis Echad Me'am Uvenein Lo. So Eishas Hameis should not go l'Ish Zar. Lo Siya Eishas Hameis l'Ish Zar. Yivama Yavo Aleha. The foundation is laid. The first floor is laid. The second floor is laid. The third floor is laid. What you have to do is just to finish it. L'Hakim Shem L'Achiv. So there, the only thing that's left to do is Bia. That's why, as we explained, even though, again, in practice, we would do Chalitza if she really didn't want to. But Me'ikar Adin, B'dinei Torah, B'dinei Deoraisa, of course, when it comes to Yibum, it's Baal Karcha. Because she already had a chance to opt in. Ein Aisha Miskadesh Asalamidaita. The time where she had the time for choosing was when she married guy number one. So that's what Rashi says. Shekein Tzkuka V'omedes Lazeh Machmas Kidushi Hameis. Don't confuse Yibum with Amma Ivriya. Don't confuse Yibum with Kiddushin. Yibum has nothing to do with Kiddushin. Yibum presumes Kiddushin. Yibum presumes the existence of Kiddushin Hames. So this way of learning, which by the way is also a day in Tosos, says that what happens in Yibum, basically, and this will help you a lot when you learn Yivamos, what happens in Yibum is that Misas Habal, remember we talked about, you know, Vekones Atzma B'Shtei Drachem, Beget of a Misas Habal. Misas Habal is not always Vekones Atzma. Because when there happens to be a brother and there are no children, Misas Habal doesn't end Kedushin. It's not like, remember we gave the example, you had two people holding a rope and you take a knife and you cut it. That's Sefer Karta V'Ein Dvar Acher Karta. Misa basically is a drone strike. Something happens and the guy is immolated. But let's say there's a second guy standing right next to him. That's what a Yavam is. It's b'makom hames. It's ke'ilu he becomes the deceased brother. Okay, so, yeah. There's another approach, which is the approach of the Ri. So three lines to the bottom of Tosus. This is v'nira l'ri l'hachi parach. Shekein zkuka v'omedes l'biya. Kilomar she'ikar mitzvasa l'hakim l'achiv shem. Hilkach nakela lahaknos bibia yoser meisha. Okay. So I think what this is saying is the following. So the Ri thinks, Shekein Zkuka Ve'omedes means the reason that the only acceptable form of kinyan when it comes to Yavama is Bia. It's not, as we said before, because it's necessarily building off the Kiddush HaMeis. You have to ask yourself, what is the point of Yibum? The point of Yibum is to have a child, and the point of having that child is to carry on the legacy of the dead husband. So what makes sense, if that's the goal of Yibum, the only thing that really makes sense is Bia. Shekein Zkuka V'omedes L'Bia. She'ikar Mitzvasa L'Hakim L'Achiv Shem. So therefore, we'll let you Hilkach Nakela. L'haknos v'bia yoser me'isha. That's why Bia makes sense, because the whole point of this is for Bia. The whole point of this is to have a child together. Okay. Very interesting. Okay. So there is one other line in Tosos. Actually, two more points in Tosos, with your permission, that I wanted to show you. So just to circle back, it says V'chasa rachmana ki kach v'lo sikach isha le'ish. So remember, that was in the section of the Gemara where we determined we really need both drashos. Ki kach ish, isha means that he is the one who's initiating the kiddushin. He's the one that's giving money or its value to her. He's the one who's acting on her, or shtar, whatever it is. Okay, so he's in the driver's seat. And then V'yatza chinam, I mean, Kasef ended up telling me that if she's a ketana or a nara, again, neither Rabbanan, we're not going to marry a ketana, but if she's a nara, so the father is the one who gets the kesef kiddush. So Tosa says, Kasef rachmana ki kach v'lo kisikach isha l'ish tema. That she should not be the one to initiate the kiddushin, rather him. So again, what do I need the kicha kicha mistei Ephron for? If the whole point of kikach ish isha in the end is to tell me that he has to be the one that initiates the kiddushin and the money piece, let's say, I know from Biyatza China Min Kasef, so why do I need the Gzera Shava of Kicha Kicha? Yeshlomer, do you love Gzera Shava? Have look minan kra, dechi kach ish, a kiddushin shel bia. I would have thought that pasuk of ki kach ish isha was only talking about kiddushin bia. And truthfully, if you read the pasuk, ki kach ish isha uga Allah, or ki kach ish isha uba elaha, it does sound like it's talking about kiddushin bia. Aval, but kiddushin kasef, when it comes to kiddushin kasef, lo ba'ina nasan hu v'amar hu. You don't really need him to be the one who's initiating and him to be the one who's saying Hariyat Mekudeshusli. Just like Avram bought the field for Kesef, so too we're talking about Kiddushin Kesef. Likewise, Tosos says, just two more lines, and it happens to be the next Tosos, but once again, another line in Tosos that says that all else being equal, I really would have read Ki Kach Ish Isha as referring to kiddushei bia, melamed shenikdeis bia. V'im tomar typically midachsiv ki yikach demashmanash nami lashon bia. Kimo kulu kicha darayus isha sher yikach es achoso v'isha lachosal lo sikach isha sher yikach es isha sachet. Tosos has produced three psukim and achrei most kedoshim that all use the term ki yikach, and it all means giloy arayus. V'yesh lomar d'shayni heicha d'yefshar l'farsha b'inin acher. So then Tosos comes back and says, well, maybe, you know, you only interpret it that way when it can't mean anything else. Like in these psukim, it's obviously talking about a ma'isa bia, and it's not talking about anything else. Again, what Tosos consistently is debating here is this expression of ki kach ish isha, is how much did you really think that means kesef, and how much do we really think that that means bia? Okay, so let's just review last 2 minutes what it is that we said. So we started out with the idea of, you know, it seems like a little bit strange. Once you say that as soon as she develops Simani Naros that she should go free, so it's completely plain and obvious that you wouldn't have a Bogeris that's still an Amba Ivriya. So that wasn't such an easy question for the Gemara to answer. The Gemara tried to prove it from Tosha V'Sachir Lo Yochabal, but then those are Trey Gufe, those aren't really a similar case at all. So the Gemara ended up settling on the idea that we have a legitimate question to ask about the fundamental permissibility of taking a woman who turns out to be an islandess and selling her as an Amivri. You could argue that maybe it's only valid to sell somebody if there's potential for marriage. Tosis points out, it would be very hard to know at the time. The question is whether with Mafreya there would be no kinyan at all. And that's why we have a Yatza Chinam, that's teaching me the regular standard din of Simani Naros. Ein Kasef, that's Bagrus, that if she becomes a Bogeres without any Simani Naros, meaning an islandess, that she indeed, at that point, will go free, but meaning that up until then she's an Amiv. The Havamina, that it wouldn't have been a valid Mechira, is undone. Okay, so then the Gemara became interested again. Question like, what really in the end is our makor for Kiddushei Kesef? And we said, it's actually a combination of two. There's Ki Kach Ish Isha, And that tells me the husband has to be the one that's driving the Kiddushin process. But we also have to know that there's a special role in the case of a Ketana or a Nara for the father of the woman. That's derived from V'yatza Chinam in Kasev. In Kesef Adon Zev, Al Yesh Kesef Adon Acher. You actually really do need both of them. So along the way, the Gemara was trying to figure out, maybe it'd be better like to do without Psukim in general. Maybe we could just darshan everything from Kal V'chomer. And what the Gemara ended up saying is, it's really hard to build a Kal V'chomer because all of these cases have something special about them. So for example, Amma Ivriya, maybe we'll have to say that that entire relationship between the Adon and the Amma really isn't at the core of the transaction. It's not an Isha's transaction. It's a regular transaction. He's purchasing an employee for his household. Now, we would like to think that he'll be able to see the bigger picture and say, instead of having her, you know, work in my house, maybe I could give her a little bit more security. If somebody's already selling his daughter, it means it's a desperate situation. But fundamentally, it's not a Kenyan Ishus. Okay, we've said many times that we think, you know, the Torah expects that to develop, hopes that develops. Doesn't have to. Okay. And it's also very hard to prove anything from Yavama, because we saw that Yavama is Kuka ve'omedes, which we saw two interpretations of. Either the Kiddushin is still there, or even if you don't go quite as far as that, take the Ri's position, which is to say, okay, maybe the Kiddushin themselves don't exist anymore because the fellow died, but of course we'll let you generate the new Kiddushin with Bia, more so than in a regular case, because the whole point of this relationship is Bia. Be bizarre, like that you couldn't do Kiddush Bia in the case of Yibum, because the whole point is for you guys to have that relationship. Nahakim la'achiv, shame, so that there will be a child. Okay, so it's very hard to make any, you know, kal v'chomers between an Isha, Yivama, and an Amen. Okay, hold it up there.